I read about this college football coach who he made his like students give him a round of applause, like his players give him a round of applause when like a standing O whenever he walked in the room. Yeah, that's gonna be me. So I honestly thought this fireside was gonna be like the gold ammo protest fireside. I was pretty torqued up about that, and then CCP walked it back in about a day and a half, which is like record time for them. So that was a positive development. For those of you going gold ammo, they came out with a pack where you could buy, it was like extra damage essentially, an extra damage booster. So it wasn't gold ammo particularly, but it was gold ammo in all ways other than it being ammo. Yeah, so it was they announced it and everyone flipped out, and then they walked it back. So we don't need to shoot any monuments. Carthus Chief, we have a chump clone in DO6H up in, is that Fade or Pure Blind? I think it's Fade. DO6H. What is like the real life equivalent of gold ammo? Is that depleted uranium? A nuke? I think that's probably a little more than gold ammo. You know, they talk about the wisdom of the masses, but whenever I ask you guys questions, I don't get a lot of wisdom. I'm going to be honest. How do I warp to something? Right click and warp. It's the wisdom of the masses, not wisdom of the goons. That could not be more true. We have so much math, though. Yes, Apple.
Talk about wisdom. We should talk about the wisdom of not free burning ahead of a fleet when we're going home.
I'll get there. Don't worry about it. Do not worry about it. Apple, whenever we're doing meetings, I'm just like, yucking it up at the water cooler, talking about this and that, and Apple's like tapping the virtual agenda. Asher, Asher, we're supposed to be talking about this. Asher, you're having fun. Shut up, Asher. Talk about the agenda. He's
Yes.
even he's doing it to me on the fireside now. He's like, get to the fireside, Asher. Stop talking and riffing. You're speaking extemporaneously, Asher.
Yeah,
Follow the
we
script.
I like you I like efficient Dutch meetings.
Yeah. All right, looks like we're about full up anyway. Okay, so I got a couple of cool things. I've got a TFI amulet upgrade program. This is something that BroDog is doing. If someone wants to drop the thread in there, this is like a pretty cool. Like, if you show him you have a TFI in deployment in DO6H, you get a much discounted amulet for it. Amulet set. That's the old slave set for all you old heads here. Amulets 1 through 5. We SRP those, and that ties in nicely with the announcement I'm going to make in a month. That's 1 month from now. We're going to require mandatory amulets for these sets. For these ships, that's the Leshak and the TFI. We will SRP them, but they will be mandatory in 1 month. So you have a month to get your amulets. That's amulets 1 through 5, and your succubus as your escape pod ship for your amuleted head. You don't have to train to get these implant status. They really increase the EHP of these ships, and they're very hard to lose with the succubus. So it's going to be pretty nice. It'll make you much harder to kill. We're not flying a succubus dock. It's the escape bay ship. All right. Actually, might as well tie that into another thing. SRP is something I wanted to talk about. We're seeing more and more people, like, when the fleet is over, just burning ahead. Like, if home is 1DQ, they're just burning home to 1DQ, not staying with the fleet. And honestly, that's fine. I am not happy with is when people are flying through like Cloud Ring because they burned ahead, they die, and then they file an SRP request. If you want to fly ahead in your BNS battleship and risk it to some random gate camp, you're more than welcome to. But if you want to file for SRP, do not. We're going to start cracking down on that. Please don't be filing for SRP on a ship. You were not with the fleet. That's going to be something our SRP guys are going to look for. What if you fall behind and then die? I mean, that's sort of the same thing, but if you're 1 gate behind, it's understandable. But people who are getting like 10 gates behind, that's also something we need. We want people staying with the fleet. All right, core recruitment. It is the last day. We have a thread here. If you're interested in becoming a coordinator, helping with the war effort, core recruitment is now open for one more day. I will link the thread here. There you go. There's the core recruitment thread. Okay, our server fund is doing well. We wanted to say thanks to you guys who have been donating. If you're interested in donating, I'll link it for you. Here is the server fund. If this is a way you want to help support goons, you can. Some of you guys can't be here all the time. If you want to donate to the server fund, it's something that we're really appreciative of. Those of you that are donating, we want to say a big thanks to you guys. We really, really appreciate it. That goes to our server and other, real life type stuff that we have to pay for. And it is, we have actually a pretty big plan we're working on right now. We won't be announcing it just yet, but your guys' donations have been really helpful towards making those plans for improving our infrastructure come true. All right. Yeah, thank you for the clap. I wanted to give a shout out to Black Ops. Black Ops has been killing Dreads, like other caps. They killed the Hell a couple days ago. There's Zungan link in it. Black Ops is recruiting. If you want to fly with Zungan, he is the maestro. I have been flying with Zungan. Actually, I'll tell you guys a little story. Sorry, Apple, for going off topic. I'll tell you guys a little story. So the first time I got a carrier was in, like, I guess 2014. I got my first ever carrier. It had literally just popped out, and Zungan was like, yeah, undock and defend JU tech, undock and defend Jew. I'm like, should I bring my carrier? I just got it. He's like, yeah, bring it. And so I literally had it delivered 5 minutes before then. I undock, I warp to the gate, and it gets killed. And I was so sad, and Zungan's like, don't worry. And he just gave me another Archon right after. So I got a carrier, lost it, and then he SRP'd it. And so Zungan's been doing this for a long time. He's very good at hunting these people, and I love the dude. And when you talk to him, you're going to get mostly what you're seeing in chat right now. You're going to get the tongue-out smiley face. That's basically it. It had popped out, yeah. I mean, literally, if you in the old POS system, you know, that was essentially what happened to your capitals, was they just popped out. When two POSs love each other very much, a few weeks later, a carrier pops out. All right, and we have another cool program, just like the amulet upgrade program. We have Freezer Nietzsche skill books. There you go, Zintage on the ball. Like, he hit that one real fast. He was ready for it. If you want to upgrade to a Zernitra, if you want to fly a Zernitra, we want you to fly a Zernitra or a Phoenix. We've been pushing those. Zernitras are really cool hulls, and there's a way to get a free skill book or a skill book. I don't know. Click the thread. All right. So yesterday we had a really good timer. We were fighting up north. Basically, PanFam, Frat, Pappy, they have declared an offensive. Norris told his guys that this was the most important timer since X47. iHub told us all the Chinese players to stay up for it. All of the bads like mega hype it. So then we started doing the same. We started hyping it. We showed up. The numbers, as far as I could tell, just about even. They were very close. I mean, they were just about as close as it could be when you're talking about like 1500 on a side. It was really prime territory for a mega fight. And then the timers came, and they were in the same systems as us. And we went to the nodes, and they just didn't do anything. And we were confused, but there were two timers, so we thought maybe they are making a play for the second one. We were all in the conference room. We were like, what happened there? How did, huh? Why didn't they fight for it? We were trying to figure out, well, this must be part of the plan for the second set of timers. Maybe they wanted to see what we will do for the first one and then adjust or something. We were really pecking at the ground trying to figure out what was going on, and then the second one came and the same thing happened. We put our fleets on the nodes, we ran the nodes, and then nothing. One. I mean, it was weird. It was very weird. So even numbers, great form from us, you know, and the great form from them too. We all formed really well, and then we just won the timer. While we were doing that, they went and hit some other nodes. Those come out on Sunday. We'll see if they form for those. If we do, we'll form two, and we'll go back and we'll. I gotta figure they cannot just do this again. So the next timer, they can't just mega hype their guys and not show up to the next timer. So I think that we'll get a fight out of the next one. It doesn't make sense otherwise. Oh right, the war HQ that they weren't there for. So yeah, some high sec mercenaries killed the war HQ and they pinged to their guys that this was like the plan all along, or at least the war HQ died or something. I don't know. It was major cope. It was a head scratching, very puzzling moment. But like that was the weird thing. So afterwards, like Norris told his dudes that like, oh yeah, we made a mistake. Like that was, and I thought that was cool. If we make a mistake, we will tell you guys that. And no one's perfect, right? But that's not what PanFam did. They sent out a bunch of things saying, here's how we won. And one of those copes was the war HQ that no one cared about. And the other one was, I don't know, they sent out a BR or something. It was all really pretty bad. So they passed. So what I want you guys to do is, we had a nice win. The next time it comes up, I want you guys there too. I mean, that's the thing is they can't keep passing like this. They, you know, their people are not dumb. We're all the same people, you know, flying on both sides, and they know, right? They know that you, you know, they know when these excuses are sent out, right? So you get a couple of them, but if they continue to do it, it won't work. So maybe that was their idea. Maybe like, oh, strategic blue ball, you know, blue ball or hell dunks. That is sort of like how they operate. So if we don't show up, then we will have worked for them. So I don't want that to be the case. It was a really nice victory for us. It needs to be led into another nice victory for us. So next time we like, you know, send you those pings, please be there for them. Some people ask me about deployment up there, you know, redeploying. It's something we've talked about, something we've considered. It is not something we're going to pull the trigger on right now, but it's certainly in the cards. It could happen. Right now, I want you guys to have your jump clones in DO6H and have your doctrines ready here in 1DQ and in DO6H. Those are the things I want you to do. Take a little time on the weekend. You have a little time. Go ahead and make sure your doctrines are up to date. Make sure you're ready to go. Make sure we can ping a fleet and you're in it like that. That's what we need.
And the person asking for your rogue, keep your rogue in DO6 because if fighting with rogues up there, then you can reship if you die. So keep your rogues in DO6 and buy a new one in 1DQ, please.
All right. That's everything I wanted to talk about. You guys got some questions? Go ahead and throw them out for me now, and I'll answer them for you. Thanks for the clap. We get another move op for those who have switched up to Azern. Yeah, we can do another dread move op in the next week or two.
Oh yeah, the thread up is the wrong day. It puts the Sunday on the first day in the week with this calendar.
Apple, you ruin the agenda?
No, I fixed it already.
Apple?
No. Nope. Right.
Have clap 007s. That is a doctrine. We're not ready to announce it yet, but they're ready to go. They're in the location the clap 007s are being stored in. So we will announce the clap 007 when it happens, when it's ready. They're simmering right now. Will there be a fireside the next week since the Alliance tournament is occurring then? Probably. I don't want to go over our, you know, like over our particular people. If Imperium are fighting, then we'll cut it short and watch that. But if it's like, you know, some other alliances, we don't care. We need more firesides? No, thank you. Can we get live commentary from you if the Imperium matches during the fireside? Could we do that? I don't know that I know enough about the AT meta. You know, I haven't done it for like 4 years. I used to be the captain, but I'm not sure I know enough about the meta to give good commentary. Maybe that's not what's needed, but yeah. We need more Logi. That's always the case. Logi and boosters are always harder to get than people. People like the big number. They like to push F1 and see the big number from the guns. So you're always fighting against that. And we always need more Logi, more boosters. In my experience, our Logi is almost always the best in the game. Like, we have really good Logi. The people who do it take it very seriously. And it's one of those things where, you know, more numbers would be good, but it's always a push against it. I like doing Logi more than I like doing DPS personally, so I don't really get why it's a problem, but that just shows that I'm a little weird. We need water sides, air sides, earth sides, and then the fire side nation attacked. Is a Pop-Tart a kind of ravioli? So a ravioli is like something that's like inside of a pasta. So is a Pop-Tart made of pasta? I mean, they're both wheat, but being wheat doesn't make you pasta. That would mean bread is pasta. Is this bread pasta? This is where Apple would tell me to get back on the agenda. This is the moment that we're torn apart, is when we talk about what is a sandwich, what is a soup, and is a Pop-Tart a ravioli?
As long as people don't put pineapple on pizza, then everything is okay.
What's wrong with pineapple on pizza?
Warm pineapple is not. It doesn't taste well. You shouldn't eat warm pineapple. Same as cold tomatoes. Like, that's also not something I appreciate.
So you don't like tomatoes in your sandwich?
No, like I like tomato soup, or like in pasta I like tomatoes, but not cold tomatoes, no.
Boy, we are ripped apart right now. All right, as much as I'm sure people like hearing us talk about our food preferences, I think most of the questions seem to be about what kind of food is what kind of food. So I'll thank you guys for coming, and we'll talk to you next week. Appreciate you guys very much. Have a good week.